his arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station. Power Evangelism Ministries presents Piercing Darkness radio broadcast. I'd like to welcome you with its host, Apostle Ronald Solly. You're going to be blessed with an awesome prophetic message, awesome testimonies of signs, wonders, and miracles taking place in his crusades. And also, he's going to pray for your needs. So stay tuned right here on 89.9 FM WCNO as we go live in the studio with its host, Apostle Ronald Solly.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Piercing Darkness radio broadcast, and this is Power Evangelism Ministries. The host is Apostle Ronald Solly, who will be coming live to you very shortly here. This is Pastor Brennan giving you the updates of the ministry of Power Evangelism Ministries, Apostle Ronald Solly Show, and he will be coming to share the Word of God with you and encourage you today in your faith. Today is September 20th, 2018, and this show comes to you every Saturday, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. here in the Treasure Coast, South Florida, the Palm Beaches, and you can listen to it online around the world. So I want to encourage you, Jesus Christ is the Lord. He's the bondage breaker. He's the deliverer. And if you need deliverance, you need healing in your body, you need to, if you're struggling financially, if you're going through anything, maybe you lost a loved one and you just need encouragement, maybe you're going through a hard time, a sick one with cancer, whatever it may be, bring their picture, come, or just come yourself and soak in the Holy Ghost atmosphere, where the anointing is there, where God's presence is there, and where the Holy Spirit is present. And people get delivered, people get healed, and set free from all kind of bondages, whether it's physical, spiritual, emotional. Jesus does it for his glory in all of the meetings with Apostle Solly, because the reason why is we lift up Jesus, and the Holy Spirit has freedom to do whatever he likes to do in those services. So this Sunday night, if you'd like to come, we'll be in Delray Beach at 7:30 p.m. We have prayer. 8 o'clock worship begins. You're welcome to come. 400 North Swinton Avenue. Again, that's 400 North Swinton Avenue in Delray Beach. 7:30 prayer, 8 p.m. we kick off worship. So come and join us in this wonderful revival service. We've been having revival for the last 12 years, service every single week, lifting up Jesus. You're welcome to come and soak in the river of the Holy Spirit, Power Evangelism Ministries, where God is glorified, Jesus is lifted up, and the Holy Spirit has freedom to reign and do what he wants to do here on earth. So I want to encourage you to do that as well. And also, if you need prayer, please pick up the phone and call us. Our prayer partners are standing by. I want to pray with you. 561-337-9018. Again, that's 561-337-9018. The man of God will pray for you, and our prayer team is standing by to take your prayer requests. And I want to encourage you also, if you can mail us your prayer requests too. We have a local P.O. Box right there in the Palm Beaches. It's P.O. Box 221. 661 West Palm Beach, Florida, 33422. I'll repeat that again. That's Power Evangelism Ministries, RPEM. It's P.O. Box 221-661 West Palm Beach, Florida, 33422. And you can go to our website or you can call us if you didn't get it all. Give us a call, 561-337-9018. And we can give you that address as well. You can mail your prayer request if you want to support this ministry. So you know what? I love you guys are doing on the radio every single Saturday, reaching out. We also do soul winning. We do evangelism. Last weekend, we had a mission team that went to South Carolina and Georgia and went talking about Jesus to people and inviting them to a crusade we're having and talking about Jesus and meeting many folks in those wonderful states and cities we're there. And we do outreach programs and go around the world doing crusades to help people. And all the events are free. So you're sowing a seed into the gospel. Luke 6:38 says, give and it shall be given to you, pressed down, shaken together, running them, shall God calls other men to give unto you. And when you give honor, God will, when you give honor to God's servants, God will bless you. He said, if you give a righteous man a glass of water, you receive righteous reward. So I want to encourage you to sow a seed. That's the way you break the back of poverty. That's the way you God will bless you. And you're supporting not only just a good cause, but you're sowing seed. So when you sow that seed by faith, believe. Just like the woman in the Bible, she sowed the seed. Who had the woman of Zephonath, when the prophet Elijah came in the town, there was a drought, there was a spiritual drought there, and she had enough for her and her son to die, and God told her to make that meal for the prophet, sow that seed, and her cruse oil never lacked, so, and she's talked about today, and she never lacked, and her barrel ran over, so that's what God will do for you. If you believe, as the man of God says, believe, Apostle says, and you shall receive. So again, if you need prayer, please call us, 561-337-9018. And also, we have Piercing Darkness radio show. So if you love this show, guess what? We have a TV show, too, every Sunday channel 1361 on 436 Hotwire Comcast on the CTN network. It's called Piercing Darkness Television Show, just like the Piercing Darkness Radio Show. And why is it called Piercing Darkness? Because we're piercing the darkness of the enemy. Of the Satan, the liar. We're piercing the darkness of the enemy, bringing the light of Jesus Christ to a dark and dying world so people have hope, and the hope is Jesus. So and that's what God has gifted the man of God to do, and praying for the sick, miracles, signs, and wonders happen. And when he prays, God answers because he's in tune with heaven by the Holy Spirit. So pick up that phone today, call the prayer line. We want to pray for you. Where if you're driving your car, you're home in your prayer call, or maybe you're by the pool listening to the show, or you just tune in right now. Well, stay tuned because there's a great word the man of God is going to deliver on the station in a few minutes. It's going to really bless you and encourage you in your faith. And I want to encourage you. So this Sunday night, if you want to come be a part of the revival celebration, 7:30 will be in Delray Beach, 400 North Swinton Avenue, right there, the Trinity Gymnasium there. It's a wonderful auditorium they have there. It's going to be some cameras, lights, action. It'll be a great service, and it's free to come to. It costs no money. So just come, show up, bring your friends and family, and join us. And also want to encourage you, we do out-of-town crusades, usually once a month in different cities. So this month, we're going to be in Anderson, South Carolina. Next Thursday night, Apostle Solly and the Power Engine team will be in Anderson, South Carolina on Thursday the 25th. So if you know anybody in Greenville, South Carolina, they call it the Upstate. Upstate South Carolina, Easley, Greenville, Greenville, Spartanburg area, all those little small towns around there, Clemson area. Pick up your phone and say, you know what? There's an anointed man of God coming to town. It's going to be at the Anderson Arts Center, Carnage Biddle on the Main Street down in Anderson, South Carolina. And all the information is on the website. The special link is twonightsofmiracles.com or powerevangelism.net. Again, powerevangelism.net. Go to the events page, and there's an event there. You can copy and paste it, or you can just click on the link and copy the link and send it right to your Facebook friends or family, or you can just text it to them, and it'll go right there. And you can just copy the address and everything. And then Friday the 26th and the 27th, next weekend, Apostle Solly will be in downtown Augusta, Georgia. Many of you know Augusta, that's where the Masters is held, where they have a famous golf tournament. People come from all over the world to attend that. But we're gonna make the Master Jesus famous next weekend, and he's the most important person there. It's gonna be next Friday and Saturday. It's gonna be at the Wyndham Ramada Conference Center, downtown Augusta, Georgia, and it's on the website. 7 p.m. It starts both Thursday, 7 p.m. Anderson, 7 p.m. in Augusta, Friday and Saturday. And the reason we're letting you know this because maybe you're driving through, maybe you just heard it, maybe you're on vacation, you went to some of the theme parks in Orlando, or maybe you're driving down 95, and you're like, you know, I'm a Christian, I want to hear some Christian teaching, and I live in that area. And this is great, I want to go to that event. Well, this is why we're sharing it with you. Or maybe you have friends or family that live there, and you want to, you know, their sick loved one or somebody needs prayer, and you want to get them to this meeting. Or maybe you live a couple hours away. People sometimes drive to different states and come. That's on our website. So, again, we're going to go to the studio right now with Apostle Ronald Solly. Thank you for tuning in. Sunday night, Delray Beach, next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, Anderson, South Carolina, Augusta, Georgia. Enjoy this broadcast. We're going back to the studio live with a great teaching with Apostle Ronald Solly. Enjoy this broadcast.
Thanks for joining us at this moment. I want to thank all of you because Jesus is Lord and is coming back soon. We have to lift up the name of Jesus. Jesus said, if I'm lifted up, I'm going to draw men unto me. If you're joining us in Piercing Darkness, this is the last days. We're witnessing what's happening in the world. There's a shaking that is going on right now. It's rampant for you to understand that the King of Glory is preparing the armies of the Lord to take the land. It's a time for you not to be afraid or embarrassed of your faith. Become the light in your school. Become the light at your job. Become the light everywhere you go. Jesus is the light of this world, and we are the light. We emanate him. We manifest him. Stop being afraid. Be bold in your faith. Be bold in confessing Jesus Christ, professing Jesus Christ. Be bold in declaring his name. Be bold in proclaiming the evidence. You see, the Bible said on the third day he rose from the dead. Jesus rose from the dead on the third day. It's true, and is not meant to lie. He rose from the dead on the third day. He rose from the dead on the third day. And this is the time to prepare for the Master's return. Piercing Darkness Show is proclaiming the name of Jesus. The righteous bold as a lion, but the wicked flew and were not pursued them. The righteous must arise and speak and proclaim the gospel. The righteous must arise and shine the light, for the light is come. The world cannot comprehend the light. When Jesus came on earth, he preached the gospel. He was so adamant about the truth. He spoke about his father, his father's assignment. He was so determined to bring that light out here in the world, because he's the light. He never let nothing distract him from his mission. He focused on his mission, which was to lift up and glorify his father's kingdom. He was here to do his father's business. He was all concerned about his father's business. It was about his father's business. Nothing distracted Jesus. He was focused on his father's business. What happened to the church today? Why is the church distracted? Who said the church should be user friendly? Who said the church should compromise the message? Who said the church should be like the world? Though we are in this world, we are not of this world. We are of our Father in heaven. The righteous must be bold like a lion. Confront sin. Confront iniquity. Confront perversion. Tell the truth. Proclaim the truth. Yes, in love. But love doesn't mean we should compromise. Love means we should be firm, loving God with all our heart, and then loving our neighbor as we love ourselves. The truth. You don't want your neighbor to go to hell. You don't want your family to go to hell. You don't want none of those people that you walk with to go to hell. Tell them the truth, that Jesus is Lord. Jesus is the only way, truth, and life. No one can come to the Father except by Jesus Christ. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus, that whoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. The life begins here. Eternal life begins here. When you have Christ in your heart, you have peace. Nothing can take peace from you. You know what it means to love, because God loves you, even as a sinner. And that love changes. Love transforms. Love builds in you confidence. And this is the confidence you have that you can stand and face your enemy and declare the enemy. It is written, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I believe that word will encourage you. And this is Piercing Darkness Show with Apostle Sally. We stand on God's word. We stand on God's promise. And we declare, let the light shine, and it shineth today. 561-337-9018 is the prayer line you should call. 561-337-9018. Right now, we're going to hear some more powerful testimonies to the glory of God. This woman had 13 miscarriages. You know, she thought it was 10, but her husband reminded her, as distressed as she was, she had 13 miscarriages, and God blessed her with the baby. Enjoy this testimony.
Hallelujah!
God will respond to your cry if it's a cry of faith. Word of God comes to release faith in you.
I command your eyes to open, and I command your eyes to see. And I command you to do what you could not do before. In Jesus' name, say, I receive it. I receive it. Now.
God, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Jesus is Lord, and nothing is impossible with him. All things are possible with him. 561-337-9018. The lines are open. Call 561-337-9018 and tag your friend. Let them know that Jesus is moving. Call him, text them, tell them to tune in to this station and enjoy this broadcast.
What a beautiful day. And we want to give God praise for how God did miraculous work in my sister here and her beautiful son. This is Rosette and this is Josiah. I'm gonna have her here introduce what she had to go through, the pain that she had to go through before she came about with this beautiful son that God blessed her with. So I'm going to leave it in Rosetta and Josiah. They're going to explain to you.
I've been coming to the ministry since back in 2006. After 2007, every time I keep trying to get pregnant, in 2010, every year I keep trying to have a child. Every time I get to 4 months, the next thing is I had a miscarriage. So the doctor cannot, all the tests that they done for me, everything, and they always say that they cannot understand what's going on. They sent me to all different kind of doctors. They do a lot of tests for me. They said they don't see any reason why I keep having a lot of miscarriage. But our pastor always prayed for me. He always saying that God is going to bless me with a child. But I keep believing. I know that God is my miracle God, that he always done a lot of miracle for me and for my children. So I know that God gonna bless my womb one day with this child, with a child. Total, I had a miscarriage of 10. But I have people that keep telling me I need to stop getting pregnant. I'm gonna have a lot of problem. It's either something gonna happen to me. But I never believe what people telling me. I always believe in God. I know that God, the God that I'm serving, is gonna do a miracle in my life. In 2016, our pastor have prayed for me. He had told me that God is going to bless me with a child. And I keep believing, and I know God is going to bless me with a child. So I keep fasting, I pray. The time when I pray for 2 weeks, God showed me a vision where I fight with three person, two guys and then one female. After I done fight with all those three, and then I heard a voice that said that I would never have a miscarriage again. So in 2017, last year, November, Apostle was praying for me. He prophesied over my womb that I'm going to carry a child. And after 3 months, I didn't know if I was pregnant. The only thing is I keep like losing weight. I went to go get a test done for my doctor. He's saying that I'm not pregnant. It's just that I just have some other issues. So when I come up to our pastor prayed for me, but the whole time I didn't know if I was pregnant. When I went back to the doctor said, yes, something wrong. They're not sure what's going on. After two weeks, I had bought a pregnancy test. When I done the pregnancy test, the result was that I was pregnant. So I went back to my doctor and I told my doctor the whole time he said that I wasn't pregnant, I was pregnant. That's when they did the ultrasound and that's when they found out that I was 3 months pregnant. So today this is Josiah and I did have him. I give God praise because that's something that I've been looking for a long time. For 10 years I've been looking for a child and I can never had one. Every time I get pregnant and I keep having a miscarriage. I give God praise and I'm happy because God put me in a church where my pastor always prayed for me and he always prophesied over my life. And I give God praise.
Amen. Thank you for that testimony. One thing I wanted to ask you, I want you to let the people know, like mainly the women that's suffering in that area and that wants to be free, let them know, like, you know, guide them in a way, like give them some type of inspiration on how they can be pregnant just the way you were pregnant.
The whole time when I was pregnant, when I had the 10 miscarriage, I had people from my family that telling me that I need to start coming to church. There's some other things that I can do to get pregnant. I told them no. The same God that I'm serving is the same God that gonna do a miracle in my life. What I'm coming to tell you guys today, it doesn't matter what you guys going through. If you cannot get pregnant, just keep believing in God. Because if God don't do it today, he's going to do it next time. Just keep believing. Keep bringing up your faith. that, you know, that you're going to get pregnant. Because that's the same thing I did. Every time Apostle praying for me, I keep telling God, yes, thank you, I receive it, I receive it. And I knew if it don't happen today, tomorrow it's going to be happening. So just keep praying and God will bless you with a child.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, thank you, Rosette, baby Josiah. Thank Amen. You for that testimony. And may God bless you.
We give God praise for the powerful testimony. 13 miscarriages. Supernaturally, the Lord enabled this woman to have a baby boy. And whatever covenant that was hindering the manifestation, God crushed it. Because Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I want to thank all of you for joining me. I'm going to share a powerful word. I want to encourage you to stay tuned as we continue to enjoy this show. Call for prayer 561-337-9018. That's again, number to call is 561-337-9018. Nothing is impossible with the Lord. All things are possible with them that believe. Thank you for joining me on Piercing Darkness Show. We are lifting up Jesus today because Jesus is Lord and is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and nothing is impossible with him. 561-337-9018, or go to pyevangelism.net. And all of you that are joining us online, Facebook, YouTube, whatever, enjoy this broadcast. Jesus wants to bless you, and nothing is impossible. On each platform, we're able to lift up Christ. He's glorified. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. We're going to hear another powerful testimony to the glory of God.
Is he sleeping? Can you hold him like this so they can see him? Even he's knocked out. Uh-oh. We just messed up your sleep. A lot of light, eh? You see, what you see here is a miracle. Not just because we said so, but even the doctors say so. Tell us.
The Lord. I give God thanks for what he did for my son. 2 months ago, my son was sick. We took him to do a circumcise, and 4 hours later, when we come back home, I was holding him, and he was like, he was pale, and he was not responding, and he was not eating. So I told my husband, let's contact Apostle Sadi. And when we contacted him, and he rebuked the spirit of death, and he was giving me instructions. He was saying that grab a bottle of water, and he put over the water over the phone, and he told me to put the water in his neck and also in his belly, and he told me to put the water in his forehead, and I actually did. And after that, we take him back to the doctor. When we take them back, and the doctor was so shocked what happened to him, because he was pale, because nobody go to the doctor to get circumcised and 2 hours later your son is not responding, your son looked dead. And they quickly put him in oxygen, and they quickly called the ambulance. So when we went to the hospital, when we went to the children's hospital, and they call all the specialists to come in, because they never seen something like that, to see a 17-day-old baby just like, basically, they didn't want to say the word death. He was almost die. And they quickly, like, they call the specialists, and they check on him, and they're like, oh my God, they were trying to talk to us, say that, oh, we don't know what's going to happen. They didn't want to tell us that, oh, your son not going to live. They did not want to say that because they're doctors. They say, oh, we're hoping for a miracle. And my head pastor keep on calling us. Apostle Sadi, he keep on calling us, and he keep on saying everything will be all right. He's not going to die. He shall live. And and he keep on encouraging us that he's not gonna die. When the doctor, they keep on coming back to Brandon. Brandon's like, what is going on with my son? They can't find out what's going on with him. They cannot know nothing. They every time they talk to us, they don't know what's going on with him. And basically, they wanna tell us that he's gonna die without telling us. Because they would come to us, they would be like, oh my God, your son, we don't know what's going on with him. We can't do nothing right now. We're going to try to do this. We're going to try to do this test, that test. Every test is done. My head pastor said, every test is done, they're going to come out negative. it's not gonna be positive, it's gonna be negative. And I listened to him, and he was in the ICU. So he was in the ICU, and he was then, yeah. Hold
on. I'm gonna help my wife a little bit. She's gonna continue. So basically, we were in the trauma room. There was doctors everywhere, and then they put us in. They put him up on the fifth floor of the Children's Hospital. And she didn't tell you, they drove 120 miles an hour with her in there, and she told them to slow down, and they said, we're trying to go save your son. And they put us on the fifth floor, and we hadn't slept, and you know, and I remember that we were looking out at the city of Minneapolis, and I was looking out the window, and distract my mind, I started doing ministry stuff, getting on the phone, calling people. I just want to take my mind off of it for a minute. And the doctor came out, one of the ER surgeons, he's like, you know, I said, well, how's my son? And he, in a very stone cold voice, he's like, well, I was like, well, you know, we're believing to get out of here this week. You know, he's like, your son will be here weeks or months minimum, so don't even think about that. And I looked him in the eye, and I don't know where the boldness came from, but I said, I don't want to disrespect you. I thank you for taking care of my son, but I believe that my God and Jesus will heal him, and it'll be sooner than that. And on day two, my wife, you know, she just had a baby. He was only 17 days old. He's just turned 4 months, you know, this week. And day two, they don't let one of us stay in the room. We were staying in the Ronald McDonald House there because we had our four-year-old daughter, Esther Grace, with us, and she couldn't stay in there. They wouldn't let her be up there because there was too many sick kids in the PICU. And so I was getting ready to leave, and another head doctor that night, about 1 in the morning, he says, well, I need you to sign this paper as the dad. And I said, well, what is this for? He said, well, we might have to do a blood transfusion. And I didn't want to make any irrational decisions, and I knew that didn't sound good. I said, look, I said, doctor, out of respect, I'm going to go lay down and rest and pray. My wife will be here till the nurse comes. And then if you need me, you can buzz me. I'm two floors down. I'll come up immediately, and we can talk and make a decision about my son before I do anything rationally. So at 5, I couldn't sleep. I got my daughter to sleep. I couldn't go to bed, and I was tossing and turning. And long story short, my wife was about to go lose her mind because we were worried about our son. Apostle had a vision. He was praying for my son, and he saw my son talking, and babies don't talk. When he saw his son talking, he said, he's going to be all right. That was day two, amen. And he started getting better and better. And they came around, and on the fifth day, which is, they nicknamed him the miracle baby, and they released him on the fifth day down to the third floor with just a feeding tube, and took him off life support. And Apostle prophesied he'd be out of there in 7 days. Amen. Give God praise. And on the seventh day, as we go back, the doctor came and says, your son can go home now, and released us to go home on the seventh day, which is perfection in the Bible, the same thing the man of God prophesied and prayed. And our son's alive and well. He's going to serve the Lord. Amen. So if he can do it for my son, he can do it for you. Amen.
What's going on here?
Praise the Lord, hallelujah. All of you that are joining us on Piercing Darkness Show, this is Apostle Ali. Just a reminder to all of you, my wonderful listeners, this is not a work of a man, but of the Holy Spirit, and nothing is impossible with the Lord. All things are possible with them that believe. If you're joining me right now, don't touch that dial. Stay right here. Those are powerful, heart off the plate testimonies of the incredible power of God. Imagine a child bound to die because of the dysfunction and a malfunction of a doctor, a pediatrician who did a circumcision on him. And guess what? They took him to the top specialist in that city of Minneapolis. And there was some of the specialists sedated the boy, put him into this heavy medication to try to stop his body from overreacting wildly, trying to figure out why he's losing breath. And he was supposed to die. But for some reason, a prophetic word was released. You see, when God releases a prophetic word, it's a declaration of what the future is supposed to be. So God spoke to me by revealing to me in a vision how the boy is going to look like when he passed that stage from baby. God showed me a word. When I prophesied, the Lord gave me a word for this boy, and I was able to release the word, and the parents received it. And what happened is when I woke up in the morning, I had a vision where I was talking to this boy, and we were having a conversation, and asked him, how are you doing? And you know, he said, I'm doing fine. He was out of that situation within 7 days. That's what the Lord does when we believe. 7 days, that was a prophetic word. He was supposed to stay there for months. Who knows how long? But the prophetic word was 7 days, just like the parents testified. So he came out, and we give God praise for that. It's not a work of a man, but a work of the Holy Spirit. You can receive a testimony too. You, God can move in your situation, in your life today, because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And nothing is impossible with our God. 561-337-9018. That's the prayer line you should call. 561-337-9018. And I'm coming for those, you see, as I prepare to share the word of God, I want to remind you that we are accepting your prayer requests right now on our website. And for those of you joining us by way of YouTube, social media, any a network that you're joining us on, you can go to our website to submit your prayer request. And we're going to start with you in prayer and believe God for your testimony. Because Jesus is the one that is doing these miracles, and all for his glory. So we want to see the Lord move in your life, bless you, deliver you, and set you free. Because nothing is impossible with our God. All you have to do is to believe, and you will receive. 561-337-918. Go to website www.powerevangelism.net. Now, before I share the word of God, I want to remind you that we have a crusade coming up in Augusta on the 26th and 27th. So you're all invited to join us in this crusade. It's going to be so amazing. And also, we're going to be having a crusade in Anderson, South Carolina. So that's another city we're going to be in, Anderson, South Carolina. So mark your calendar. Those are going to be very powerful crusades, and God's going to do mighty things for his glory in these crusades. We are excited about what God is doing. This is not a work of a man, but a work of the Holy Spirit. So prepare for the goodness of the Lord, for the mercy of the Lord. Goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So it's not a mistake to be in Christ. That's the best decision you've ever made, and you'll never regret making a decision like that, because Jesus is going to bless you. So turn with me to the book of 1 Kings. Let's go there quickly. 1 Kings right now. We're going to turn to 1 Kings quickly, and we're going to look at chapter 17. First Kings chapter 17, if you're there, it's amazing scripture. And Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel liveth before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. And the Lord came unto him, saying, get thee hence and turn thee eastward and hide thyself by the brook of Cherith, that is before Jordan. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. So he went and did according unto the word of the Lord, for he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. Father, bless this word in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. This word that Elijah spoke to Ahab was a distinction. He made a statement and said, there shall be no dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. He suspended all streamlines, networks, systems that were in the spiritual realm. He was able to put them to halt by the word he spoke, because it was coming against the kingdom of God. They never underestimate the authority of a Christian or a believer, or a believer that is submitted to the will of God. He had to be under alignment in God's kingdom to make a declaration that will challenge Ahab and Jezebel. I want to take a subject tonight What is your identity? That's what I want to talk about. What is your identity? Now, if you're not a Christian and you're tuning in this broadcast, I'm not leaving you out. I'm inviting you to the real world, because the world we live in is not real. The real world is where Jesus Christ is Lord over your life. And it's a blessing and a privilege to know Jesus in my heart as my Lord and Savior. And I believe that the word I'm sharing will unlock into your system kingdom economics, kingdom principles, dynamic ways of thinking that will put in a place of dominion. God's word says, occupy till I come. So Elijah gives a word to challenge the deception that Jezebel had been able to release on the entire land. Satan can bewitch leadership. Satan can bewitch the land. He can bewitch through many strategic ways to push the agenda and the deception that is out there. So what we see here is that Elijah challenges that deception. So he says, there'll be no rain but by my word. So he had the key to lock and unlock the weather. So he shut the heavens. Now you can't make that kind of statement. We only see few people that operate in that type of faith. Elijah did it here. And we see Joshua, who prayed and stood still until the enemies were fallen. So the power of declaration. What is the devil trying to do to you? He wants to weaken your authority through your mouth. So when you murmur and complain, you reduce your spiritual authority. When you hold offense towards people, you reduce your spiritual authority. Your words lack the power, the tenacity, the resilience to shift the heavens. God says this word, I'll build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Now, some of you think that the gates of hell are in the ground there or somewhere in a strip club. Let me tell you something. The enemy wants to control the heavens. He wants to control the media. He wants to control the education system. He wants to control the money. He wants to control anything that can shift people's way of thinking to turn against God. The Tower of Babel was built with an intention to dethrone God, and the Lord did not permit it to happen. So it was a power in the spirit. Now that's another subject I could teach in another day, because what kind of brick building can you build to go to the heavens? So that was a power. Now we have to go into the deeper study for me to break it down for you according to my opinion. But I'm going to draw you back to where we're dealing with these idols and evil altars that are controlling nations. Now, as you study the scripture, you say, and while the Lord came unto him. So Elijah walked in the synchronized realm of God in heaven, that when he thought what God thought. When he spoke what God would say. He was so much synchronized. He was so much subdued and submitted to God that he moved in the realm of the now God, the now thought of God, the now agenda of God. Because God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So within that statement that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, the enemy wants to interrupt the today. It says he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. It never said God is the same. No. Scripture says he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So Satan cannot change the future. He cannot change the past. So which means he's the same yesterday. God has established his throne forever. So he's the same yesterday, today, in the now, as we transition to the future. That's where the enemy wants to interrupt you. And that's where I want to get your attention. What is God saying right now? What is God purposing to do right now? What is the Lord, what is the Spirit of God telling the church? Now the Lord says, he that has ears, let him hear what the Spirit is telling the church. So church, wake up. That's the instruction from God. Wake up from your sleep. Wake up from your slumber. Wake up from your sleep and get ready. So Elijah was able to discern what God was saying now. God is saying something right now. What is he saying? Awake from your slumber. Awake, O sleeping virgin. Jesus is coming back soon. So then the word of God came unto him. Now after he spoke to Ahab and get the word, what comes next is the word from the Lord came unto me saying, get thee hence and turn thee eastward and hide thyself by the brook of Cherish that is before Jordan. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I've commanded the ravens to feed thee. When we discern what God is saying now, we lose control. And that's why we don't want to hear, today's generation doesn't hear the word of God. Because the past you can study, the future you can expect, then now you can't control. God speaking now, you can't control what is happening, but you can decree. Decree means we allow God to control, to run the show, to move forward. What is he saying now? Let go your worry. Let go your anxiety. Let go your doubt. Let go those fleshy ambition. Let go anything that is distracting your focus. Things that you're trying to make up in your strength. Things that you're trying to solve in your strength. Things that you're trying to fix. People that you're trying to force to be into your life that don't want to be in your life anymore. God is removing them out of your life. Why? Because he's preparing to do something good in your life. So when you feel like you're losing control, God is in control. When Elijah spoke what he spoke, he did not know the reaction that was going to come from Ahab or Jezebel. He just spoke. What God is saying now is, you can't do it. I can do it. You know, I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthened me. But you see, human beings want to figure things out. They want to be in control. They want to run the show. They want to be the center of attention. No. In the now, he says, I am who I am. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He wants to be the one running the show. He wants to be in control because he is Jehovah God Almighty, the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is who he says he is. So look at the scripture here. All your worries and anxiety are designed by the enemy to break your focus. All your worry and anxiety are designed to break your focus. And what distracts you becomes your master. When you're distracted by the enemy, you pay attention to what he say, what he has to say. Watch this. Another way the enemy gets your attention is by attacking your finances, because he has a voice when you're broke. So remember that being broke is not the will of God. The curse of poverty seeks to control you. Witchcraft spirit, the signs of a witchcraft spirit attacking you is financial hardship. When you are making bad mistake decisions financially, it could be an attack of witchcraft. It could, when your ministry is struggling, it could be an attack of witchcraft. Matter of fact, because the enemy wants to attack, you know, the number one reason why people end up in divorce in America, money. You see, that spirit has to be broken right now in Jesus' name. And I cast it out of your life. May the Lord give you faith to walk in faith. Because once your faith is attacked, you will not operate in faith. And you can receive nothing from God when doubt is there. So let's go back to what Elijah does. Now, Ahab was bewitched. The authority of Ahab had been usurped. The sort of witchcraft was operating from the place of authority. That's the White House of the time. When that spirit is given access, it will run the show. So in this given situation, what we're dealing with here is a spirit that wants to operate through the shadow, because God has given every believer authority. Now, when your mind is controlled by the minds of this world, why is the enemy always putting evil in front of your eyes? In cartoons, in sitcoms, in all the comedy, in Hollywood, because that's the engine that disperses Jezebelic ideologies and philosophies. Now that they're teaching Satanism even in schools, and even the Satanist church wants to start prayer at council meetings. Just like, you know, the city council invites people to come and pray. Now the Satanists also want to go there and do their rituals in council meetings. See, now they're coming out boldly and they want to run the show. And the enemy is behind, you know, through the freedom of speech, which is a good principle in this country. So the enemy wants to walk through that. But in the spirit, what the enemy is doing now is making Christians or believers not to speak God's words or God's intentions or wisdom, because when you're not synchronized to the revelation of what the kingdom of God is, what it stands for and what it says, then you become mediocre. You become in mediocrity, and you become defiled. So now you begin to second guess what you're supposed to say. Now, this testimony which we had of a young baby that was circumcised and his color changed, you know, death had come on him. The shadow of death was on him and he was dying. And the mother called my phone and I prayed and I gave her the decree. And I make it, so when they rush to the hospital and the doctor says he's going to stay for a long time, I spoke the word and said in 7 days he's going to be out. So the child was struggling to breathe, they sedated him and all stuff was happening. But I spoke the now God, the now word, because our God is the same yesterday, today. That means now and forever. So when you merge the glorified past and the glorified future and the glorified now, it merges into what I call the plateau that says in the scripture, when the enemy comes in like a flood, God's spirit will raise a standard against him. So the Lord raised a standard against the enemy who was coming like a flood. So that word that has been spoken, that I decreed, meant that the Lord, who knew this boy before he was formed in his mother's womb, has a future for him. But I had to decree that word to merge, to set the platform for the boy to walk through that into his future. And then the Lord was able to give me a glimpse of his future because I believed and spoke the word. Elijah spoke the word of God, that what God would say if God was standing before Ahab, this is what God would say. And because Elijah stood there in faith and decreed what God would say to the situation, immediately a word came from the Lord giving him instructions. Get thee hence and turn thee eastward and hide thyself by the brook of Cherish. It's the Spirit of God that becomes the shoulder you lean on. Now, a lot of people, when they face persecution, because the Lord was preparing Elijah for the persecution, the counterattack, when you are not embedded in the Spirit, when you don't have the right people of faith around you that can direct you to Christ, you will make a mistake. And that's why most people, when the counterattack comes, they run into depression. When the rejection comes, because people are going to reject you when you stand for the truth. So when the rejection comes, they wonder whether, did I do something wrong? Did I hear right? When does the enemy come? After Jesus is baptized, so God leads him to the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. But because he was led by the Spirit when he stepped into the wilderness, he overcame every temptation, because it's not by power, not by might, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. So as I speak this word right now, I want to speak to you right now and declare this. Don't you let the enemy intimidate you, because he's the accuser of the brethren. He's a liar and he wants to lie to you constantly to put you in a situation whereby you don't believe and you question the integrity of God. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory through Christ Jesus. What you're going through is not what God is saying. What God is saying is what he's saying. What he's saying does not matter what the natural says. What he says, it can change the natural. So Ahab was being manipulated and controlled by Jezebel, and Jezebel was running the show. But the authority was in Elijah. The mind of God was in Elijah, not Ahab, because Ahab had been bewitched. Remember, in the realm of breakthrough, in the land of the supernatural manifestations of what God wants to do, dynamically, the enemy is to make the natural look terrible. And when you look at things in natural, and you think in your mind, what's going to happen to my child? What's going to happen to me? Why are my finances like this? Why am I struggling to keep my lights on? Why am I struggling to pay my bills? Why am I struggling? You see, that woman had 13 miscarriages. I mean, you count it on your team fingertip. Your fingertip, you got 10 fingers. This woman had 13. Imagine. That is so terrible to a womb. That's a heavy toll on a womb. Medically, it's not recommended. You talk to any doctor, they're going to say, wow. But this woman had what I call a stubborn faith. You know what I call a stubborn faith? Because her faith unlocked the manifestation of what God promised to do in her life. She had the stubborn faith that unlocked the manifestation in her life. She could have given up after number one, number two. She comes to our church. You see, it's something to prophesy to people when you see them once a year. But if you prophesy to people that see you every week, so I'll see her in a building, and when she's pregnant, and then she'll come and say, I lost the baby. And I say, God's going to make it happen. Stand firm. She did not quit. Number two, I lost the baby. I said, God promised it's going to come to pass. Number three, number four, number 10. God is saying yesterday, today, and forever. What is God saying now? You don't lose your focus because of what you're facing. You maintain your focus. And I remember the last one she had. I had a word from the Lord. And the Lord says, she will never have another miscarriage. And I looked at her and I prophesied. I said, you will never have another miscarriage. And wrestled with that power that kept on attacking her womb. Crushed that spirit in the spirit. Removed its tentacles to the glory of God and prophesied the manifestation. She did not lose the word. Bang! And God caused it to happen. Guess what? Her tenacity in receiving what God promised caused the manifestation. The same thing happened to Elijah when Elijah spoke the word and he said, there shall be no rain. Guess what? The rain was not there. The word came to him and told him, go hide by the brook of Cherish that is before Jordan. He went to the river. He pitched right there, stood right there, stayed right there, maintained focus. God fed him. The ravens fed thee. He said, the word of God in verse 4, it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook. I've commanded the ravens to feed thee there. So he went and did according to the word of the Lord. For he went and dwelt by the brook of Cherish, that it is before Jordan. And who fed him? The ravens fed him. My goodness, when you're going through a trial in your life, things don't work out. You could try any natural means, they don't work. You could take a loan, it will not solve the problem. You could get what I call a bailout, it ain't gonna work. Because you're going through the wilderness, you're going through the drought. People are going to misunderstand you. They're going to criticize you. They're going to conclude that you're nothing. You never amount to anything. But I got a word for you. Hold firm unto the now. Thus saith the Lord. What is God saying? Take the word and hold firm unto it. Because his word is true. God has exalted his word above his name. If he said he will do it, he will do it. Delay does not mean denial. The devil is a liar. Every word that comes from Satan is a lie. In your dream, it's a lie. In your thought, it's a lie. Don't let the devil steal the word of God from you. Thus says the Lord, pick up your bed and walk. Arise and shine. He says, I'll build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. This is what I have for all the prophets of doom. They're prophesying doom to America. You were wrong. Revival is coming to America. God is going to send an awakening to this nation. Young people shall get off drugs. They're going to pick up their bed and walk. They're going to return to Jesus. Nations shall repent. America shall experience an awakening. There's an awakening coming to America. The blood of Jesus will wash America from the east to the west. Declare this today. Arise and shine. Let the nations repent. Let those arenas that are packed up with thousands upon thousands of people watching the Super Bowl, they're going to be packed up with people lifting up the name of Jesus and worshiping him for days. These events will not be 1 hour. They'll go on for days and days when people cry out to God, Lord, send the awakening to this nation. For God, who's moving in Africa, moving in South America, moving in Asia, shall move in America. The hunger shall be reactivated in the people. And souls shall be saved. This is revival. And I decree and I declare, now is the time to experience the glory like never before. Jesus is is the same yesterday and forever. Don't let the devil steal that word from you. And I want to say this before I finish, that if you're sick in your body, expect a miracle. Speak what God is saying. If your marriage is going through a shakeup, speak what God is saying. If you're facing an attack in your finances, the devil's trying to steal your focus. Ahab had allowed Jezebel to run the show, but Elijah did not get defiled. And the Lord had the 7,000. When I come back next time, I'm going to talk about who is the 7,000. Are you in God's reserved army? Are you the secret army of God? God has an army that has been going through secret storms. There are people that have been going through storms. You don't know what they're going through. They put a smile on their face and they wear nice makeup and they come and smile, but they're going through a storm. You don't know what people are going through. The secret army of God is about to be released. It's the secret service of heaven that is able to deliver the ideas of God, the agenda of God, the now of God. If you hear what God is saying and discern it, step into it and declare it. Jezebel will not take you out. God protected Elijah. He preserved him. He ordered special delivery. These wonderful birds brought food for him. The river sustained him. God has a word for you. In your dream, the angels are working mysteries. They're strengthening you while you're going through your sleep. The glory is working wonders. God's working behind the scenes. Stop crying about the loss. Stop crying about people that left your life, that turned against you, that walked out from you. Guess what? They were not intended to be in your future. That's why they're not in your life now. So don't cry about people that walked away from you. The best is yet to come. Remember, don't be distracted. Elijah was not distracted. He spoke to the king what the Lord would have said, and God sent help. Right there, the help came. I will lift my eyes to the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the creator of heaven and earth. He shall not suffer thy foot to be moved. I want to declare this word to everyone that can the sound of my voice. Help is on the way. I say help is on the way. Help is on the way. I will lift my eyes to the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the creator of heaven and earth. Your breakthrough is coming. Your miracle is coming. Your season of hope is coming. Prepare for the sound of the abundance of rain. Pray until a miracle happen. Praise until the miracle happen. Pound the praise on, dance around the bathroom, around the kitchen, around the house. You're coming out of debt in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I decree and I declare that you're free from that bondage. Arise and shine. You will have a praise report. You'll have a testimony. You'll have a testimony. I decree and I declare in Jesus' name. Pick up that cross and follow Jesus. Pick up your bed and walk. Cast all your cares to Jesus, because the Lord cares for you. I decree and I declare breakthrough in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God. This is your day for a miracle. This is your day for a praise report. This is the day for your future in Jesus' name. I'm out of time, but before I go, I'm going to make an altar call. If you don't know Jesus in your heart, you want to receive Jesus today, simply say after me, Lord Jesus, come into my heart and save me. I repent of my sin. Remove my name from the book of death. Write my name in the book of life. I accept my heart as my Lord and Savior. I am born again. If you receive Jesus Christ in your heart, you are born again. Stay in Christ. Remain devoted to Him. Remain devoted to Him, because He's coming back soon. God bless you. Keep the faith. 561-337-9018 is our prayer line. Or go to pyevangelism.net and you can watch us every Sunday on channel 13 and channel 61 at 5 o'clock. I'm so excited about you that are joining me on the radio broadcast. God bless you. And don't miss next week's broadcast. It's going to be amazing. This is Piercing Darkness. The devil is a liar and God is glorious. God bless you and have a blessed day.
Thank you for tuning in today's broadcast, brought to you by Power Evangelism Ministries, Piercing Darkness, with your host, the Apostle Ronald Solly. For more information about Apostle Ronald Solly or our ministry, like him on Facebook, follow him on Twitter, or watch his live feeds on Periscope, or go to our website, powerevangelism.net, or call us, 561-337-9018. Thank you for tuning in, and don't miss next week's show. It's going to be exciting and life-changing right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. This is Piercing Darkness and your host, Apostle Ronald Solly. God bless each and every one of you for tuning in and listening. We'll see you next week.